listener.
KickPod acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land in which we're recording this podcast, the Yulukit Woolen Clan of the Boonwurrung, who are part of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to our elders, past and present, and extend our respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Welcome to the KickPod, your D&M on the stuff that matters,
but also the stuff that doesn't. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. We have a very special episode.
Mm.
We have a medium.
Oh, did you? I was going to say, are you going to whisper this? I feel like it's a whispering kind of thing.
A medium. Yeah. Okay. This is really exciting.
Yeah.
This is very exciting. We have Jessica Lynn, the medium, on the podcast today. So Jess has studied a Bachelor of Social Science majoring in psychology and sociology and has undertaken a psychic mediumship development. Now, you may be thinking, what does any of that mean? Basically, what it means is, incredibly, Jess devotes herself and her work to connecting people with their loved ones in the spirit world.
And Laws and I both had our own one-on-one readings with Jess. And today in our chat, we are going to reflect on some of the things that came up for us both personally. But also, you guys had a bunch of questions for Jess as to like what a medium is, how does she actually connect with them? What do people usually get out of their experience of having a reading, and what people should do with the information that they get? So if you're interested and intrigued in the world of medium, this is the episode for you.
And if you're not, hopefully after you are. Enjoy, guys. Jess, welcome to the KickPod.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here.
We're so excited to have you. And we were very lucky because we both did a reading with you, which we're going to go into in a little bit. But before we get there, we wanted to start with the question that I wanted to know before I had my reading with you too. And that is, how do you connect with a departed person?
Yeah. So when I'm reading for people, basically I'm working with energy. So spirit will step forward. I will sense and feel things. I might see an image. I might hear a word. I might just start to feel something. So usually the first thing that I pick up on is how someone's passed. So they'll start to affect my physical body. Mm. They might make me feel my heartbeat out of my chest really quickly. I might start to feel a bit unwell or dizzy, or they might make me hit my head, and that usually means that they might have had something that affected their brain. So it's just like they take over my physical body and they just make me feel things. At the start, I was quite nervous about it because imagine your heart like completely beating out of your chest like you're about to have a heart attack. And that's my reference for a heart attack. Like they can actually make me feel things. It's pretty amazing.
How did you first know that you had this?
I always just felt like I had something, like a really strong intuition. I would kind of sense and feel things like before they'd happen. I would just have this really strong like inner knowing, and I just kind of thought, well, there's got to be something to this. So yeah, it's always kind of been there.
Wow. Do you feel exhausted? Like, I'm just thinking, if you have to go through that every, because obviously you do like a lot of readings in a day. Mm. How do you manage that with having to, like, every time, because you feel it. It's not like you just kind of, oh, I can see it. It's like you feel it.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's very energetically draining, but it's weird because it's like when spirit are around, you get this adrenaline. So it's like pumping the whole time, and you're like, I know, you're just so in it. And then I kind of reset, and it's kind of like a muscle. Like the more you use it, the more it just kind of goes. So I actually found when I was doing it part-time that I was more exhausted doing it than what I was when I was full-time. So yeah, it's really interesting, but I'm okay. By the end of the day, if I've done like 6 or 7 readings, I'm pretty gone.
Yeah. Can only imagine.
Yeah.
So what if someone was to have a reading with you, what should people do with the information that they get from their reading?
Yeah, so I like to say a lot of reading is validation for you, mm-hmm. that you're on the right path, mm. that what you're thinking isn't wrong, that you're not crazy. If you're like picking up on things, you're like, should I do this? And spirit are like, I saw you were thinking about that. I think you should do that. So a lot of it is that reassurance and validation. But I always say you all have your free will choices. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do what spirit's brought up for you. Maybe they're just planting a seed. Maybe later on you'll just pick up on it and be like, cool, all right. She did say that in my reading. Maybe I should do that, or it might take a little bit to land. So I just say, take it how you want to. It's not gospel. It's just sort of what's going on right now and what a potential future potential might be for you.
Oh, amazing. Mm. I love that. I think that's good, because I think that was something I was skeptical about before starting, because I was like, I always worry if I go into something and then I get this information that then
you'll change your path.
Change my path.
No. It's more just like, you know, this is a potential for you. If you keep going down this path, this is what might happen for you. But then in the moment, they might actually be telling you that so that you actively change something so that it doesn't be what I'm telling you is going to happen. Because you might go, oh, stuff that. Like, I don't want that to happen for me. And then they're actually doing that on purpose so that you change the path. So they know what they're doing.
Have you ever been blocked? Like, has anyone ever come to you for a reading and for some reason their energy has blocked the spirit or it hasn't? Does that ever happen?
Sometimes people come too skeptical.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay if you come with like a bit of an open mind, but you're just waiting for something to land so that you can reassure yourself that it's like, you know, real. But if you come completely blocked, where you're just like not willing to have any sort of conversation, or you're just going, no, yeah, maybe, like that completely blocks me. Some mediums work well like that. They prefer less is more. Mm-hmm. But for me, I kind of like that conversational style, and you don't have to drop any, you know, gold nuggets for me. But if you're validating and you're talking, as you're talking to me, most of the time I'm not actually listening to exactly what you're saying. Spirit are listening to you and they're picking up the next piece of information. So it just starts flowing. It's just so interesting. Everyone has different styles.
Oh, it's so interesting. And I think something too that, I mean, for me, it came out in my reading, but as I sat down, because I think as well for anyone listening, I actually didn't know a lot about what mediums did, because I'm going on my spiritual journey now as of like the past 6 months. Before that, I was just like, no, it's not, none of this is for me. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, no, I'm leaning into this and I'm really enjoying it. But when I sat down to talk to you, and behind you, you have this wonderful neon sign that says I talk to dead people.
Yeah.
I started thinking, oh, I don't know, for some reason I thought that I didn't know where the, now it makes sense. So for anyone listening that didn't really know how it works or doesn't know how it works, can you just explain it very clearly?
Yes.
So it's a spirit who talks to you.
Yes.
And that spirit has to be connected to the person that sits down to have the reading.
Yes. So most of the time, I like to go with the flow in my readings, and both of you probably know that. I say I like to go with the flow. Let's just see what comes through naturally first. Usually the first spirit that steps forward is the one that has the most to say.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you have in mind, you're like, I want to talk to this particular person, we'll probably end up getting to that person, but and maybe they might be the first person, who knows? But that's why I like to give spirit the opportunity to do what they want, because most of the time that first message is going to be something that you need to hear in that moment. So yes, I'm connecting with your loved ones on the other side. They're always connected to you somehow. So if you're like, I don't really know who that person is, or maybe this is a grandfather who you didn't meet here, they're still somewhat connected to you. Sometimes people's friends' mums come through to you, but they have that connection. They're using you as like that messenger in that moment, because it's the only way that they can get through at that particular point in time.
It's really interesting that you say that, because I know of people who have seen mediums who at the time they had no idea who they were talking to and what they were referencing and all of these memories and stuff. And so they left it feeling like, well, they fucking had no clue and that did not work. Mm-hmm. But then they spoke to their mother about it and they opened up about some of the stuff, and their mum started crying and was like, that was my best friend growing up and they were really close to you when you were a baby and that thing that they were, and it was like, oh, holy shit, it was legit. Like, it was this realization that, oh, my, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense. So I think it might happen for you in the reading, like, or you, where you recognize it. But I think even if you do, as someone who might go and experience this, if you do sit through one and don't necessarily think you really connected with the person that they brought up, like definitely speak to your family, because I thought that was the coolest. When someone shared me with that story, I was like, whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah. And this is the thing with readings. In the moment, sometimes you might not make sense of the information or you'd be like, oh, I'm not really sure about that. Or, I don't know who that might be. And yeah, later on, everything starts to land. And then you have these aha moments where you're like, oh my God, like that was something. So this is why I say just be open to it. If it doesn't make sense, just park it. It might make sense later.
I love it.
And now to our readings. So Steffi, do you want to start with a little summary of what came up for you?
So the person who stepped forward, I suppose, was my grandpa, and he's someone who he passed away a few years ago now, but he was one of my favorite. Oh God, I'm gonna cry. One of my favorite people in the entire universe. So as soon as you kind of recognized him and started talking about him, I was really happy that it was him. And yeah, there was just so much in it that you, as you said, when you kind of feel the things that they might have feeling, you started to speak about how towards the end, you know, he hated that he needed so much help and that his body was basically giving up on him. And that was all very, very true. He was in a home at the end of it and he hated it there. And he lost his, so my nana passed away years before that. And basically ever since she passed, he just started deteriorating slowly. And he just didn't want to be here anymore. And he wasn't himself. And he was always this like, my dad is like a mirror image of my grandpa. And I have a very close relationship with my dad, but they're both very, very loud, bubbly, confident people, always loves to chat, very supportive. And so when you were bringing up all of these characteristics in him, I was like, this is so awesome that I could connect with him in that time. But one thing that I really loved was you had mentioned that he wanted to apologize or say or acknowledge that he wasn't there for some milestones, and he passed away before we got married, which was like one of those, I suppose, you know, weddings are different for everyone, but for me, I really missed not having him there. And I think my family did as well, like particularly my dad. And then obviously I've had the birth of Harvey, my little one as well, which he's not here for. But when you said that he's kind of been nurturing Harvey in another way, there's so much in Harvey's characteristics that remind me so much of my dad and then therefore my pop as well, and even like resemblance and stuff like that. So that was something really, really special, I think, that I really appreciated. And the other thing that you went into that certainly connects with me more so now, and it did in the time because I knew it was a journey that I wanted to go on, but it's something that I'm doing now, not because of the reading, but it just, as you said, it was one of those moments that I was like, okay, he knew me pretty well and always had my best interest, and this is something that I've been considering, so all right, I'll lean into it. But he acknowledged, and what you said and what you shared was that he knows that there's stuff that I've been sitting on or thinking about that I've been ignoring or leaning away from that make me who I am, and that I really need to do some work on myself and try and get back there and back to who I am. Like feeling myself again and stuff like that, which I'm literally on that journey right now. So that was, especially watching it back before having this chat with you today, I was like, yeah, okay, wow, that's like landing even harder now.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
It was. And he had such a great energy too. Like now that you're like saying this, I'm starting to like think back and I'm like, oh my gosh, he was so lovely. So I'm so glad he came forward for you.
Yeah.
It was so good. But I'm glad too that you've watched it back.
Yeah.
And now you're going, oh, actually, and this is what I mean. Like it might land a bit softly, but then later on you're like, no, that was 100%.
Yeah. And like, there's even like little things that you brought up. Like you said that you were seeing small things, like maybe it was coins or little things that, does that make any sense to me? And I used to stay with my grandparents. They were my babysitters basically anytime my parents needed to go away for work or just be together. Every time I have the thickest memories of playing shops at their place and like setting up a little tent in the lounge room. And we used my nana's buttons because she did a lot of sewing and everything. She always had this jar of buttons and we pretended that was money. And when she passed, I ended up getting a bunch of her buttons scattered and a photograph and like printed it. It's in my house. And so like buttons used as coins is like huge for me. And like, what? So when you said that, I was like, that's really weird.
Oh my God. And so yeah. good because yeah. it's super specific to yeah. you and it's not general and it's something that he knew would mean something. Yeah. So it's amazing.
Yeah. It was nice. Yes. So yeah, just thank you. It was really, oh, yeah, of course. Really awesome.
I'm so glad.
So mine was with someone, the spirit that came through is actually someone who's still here, which is, I wanted to ask that question yeah. actually before I go into it. So for anyone listening that might think, and that's what I, when I sat down and I saw the neon sign, I was like, I have been so lucky, but, and I've lost people in my life that I have lost people, but I haven't lost anyone that's been like
significant.
Like my grandparents that have passed, one I didn't meet, one I knew, but didn't know super, super well. And I was quite young. And then the other one I wasn't super close with. So I was thinking like, oh, who will this be? But then it ended up being someone that's still here. So can you, before I go into it, are you able to talk to, for yeah. someone that's thinking like, oh, I don't know if, and it might be, you know, end up being like your mum's friend that actually knew you really well and you didn't know them, but can spirits come through that are still here?
Yes, 100%. And it is so fascinating and so weird, but somebody who is in a state where they can't communicate anymore, they might be in a comatose state, they might have dementia, they're just not able to fully be themselves and express themselves like they normally would, they can come through because their minds are wandering. So they're going to the spirit world and back and they're observing. And I think a lot of the time people think, oh my gosh, like my grandmother has dementia, she's suffering and it's so hard to see her like this. And from a human perspective, it is like going, oh my God, you're trapped in your mind. But they're actually not. They're at peace and they are visiting their loved ones on the other side and they're sort of getting that comfort and preparing themselves for what's to come. So spirits who are, I call them spirits because it's like souls and it's energy, they can come through and they can give you messages. I've read for somebody whose grandmother is in that particular state. She's in a nursing home. And she came through and one of the things she was saying was, I just want my pillow. She's like, I just want my pillow and I want a biscuit. And I was like, this is what she's telling me. And she goes, oh my God, it is so weird because when we came into the nursing home, she couldn't have her pillow because it was triangle and it was a hazard. So the people were like, no, she can't bring in her pillow. And she's like, so every time I go in, because this lady who's her daughter has her pillow, and every time she goes in, they talk about the fact that she wants her pillow back. And she's like, well, I've got your pillow. And then she also loves biscuits. So
that's so good.
Isn't it so cute that all she came in to say was, I want my pillow and the biscuits.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. And so for me, mine was, who I thought it was a spirit that's still here, who's very, very special to me. And I think the thing in kind of, and what I love too is when we did the recording, you record it. So then as Steph said, you know, you can go back and watch it. And as I was remembering and kind of rewatching it, it's so interesting, like something like quite similar to Steph, something that you brought up was a journey or the spirit brought up through you was a journey that I'm currently on with myself and some things that I've probably like not dissimilar to Steph, like held back in myself and that I'm not like living my life the way that I want to because of all this fear.
Yeah.
And being able to like work on letting that go and that I'm and you acknowledge it like I'm in the thick of it right now, which is very true. So that's what that was, and there were so many things that I was like, wow, yeah, like that's me. And and some things that I'm letting go of as well came through, which I thought was really interesting and like really resonated with.
I love that. I'm so glad. And spirit are so clever. Like they just know what you need to hear in those moments. And obviously that person stepped forward for you because they want you to know, like, I know you're showing up for me. I know how you're feeling. And they're the one who's trying to help you get through this time. So it's kind of comforting.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, and I think it's exactly what you said around, it's like, I know that I'm doing, like I'm on the right journey. I don't know if you felt that separate. It's a reassurance of like, you know what? I am where I'm meant to be. Like I am doing what I'm meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was really good.
Yeah. I love that. And, you know, I always say what's for you is not going to miss you. So you're always exactly where you're supposed to be.
I love that. And I think the other thing too, actually, which is interesting, was around how you spoke about even in my marriage now, in that you identified that we'd both grown quite a bit, but we've grown at like the same kind of rate or way, I suppose. So it still works, which I thought was also really interesting.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. It's really interesting how spirit bring up things that are so relevant at the time, and they love to go into relationships and children and the dynamics that are going on in your family right now. And it just sort of gives you that like bird's eye view to be like, if you think that your relationship's going good, then and they say that, you're like, oh, good. Like, obviously, my partner's feeling the same way that I am, because they get to see things from that bird's eye view. So, yeah.
In a reading, if you go in and maybe you're looking for some, you're on a new path to your career or your relationship, or you might be like about to break up with someone, or you don't know, or you're kind of on the edge of a big decision and you're coming and you want to see if the spirit's kind of telling you anything around that. If someone comes into the reading with a specific question, is that okay? And how do you get them to ask them at the start, or do you wait for the spirit to talk and then at the end you kind of then ask that specific question?
Yeah, I love when you come with questions. I always give you the opportunity to ask them. So I do mine more so towards the end, like 10, 15 minutes before the reading closes, because I always like to make sure that I've answered all of the questions you have. If there was someone else you're hoping to connect with, I just want to make sure that we have that full circle moment. So yes, you can come with questions. I actually encourage it.
What's the most memorable reading that you've done?
Oh my gosh. I have done so many readings. Oh my goodness. Okay. I did one recently, and it was with a lady who had lost her best friend. And that like hit home for me. I was like, oh my God, can you just imagine like having this person who is with you all the time and is like, you know, kind of like you guys, like back and forth every day talking. Yeah. And it's just been so hard for her to move forward.
Of course.
But it was so cool, because one of the first things that this woman brought up when she came through, it had nothing to do with the way she passed, nothing to do with anything like that. And it was interesting. I let her do her thing, but I'm like, this is not how I normally work. And she's like, well, I do me. I'm like, okay. And she brought up all these references to Disney. She's like, I keep seeing like Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse and all this Disney references and travel. And my client looked at me and she goes, oh my God. And she literally like showed me her wrist, and she had this Minnie Mouse tattoo. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so weird. And I'm like, hang on, did you have matching with your best friend? Like, and she goes, yes, I had Minnie and she had Mickey. And I was like, how amazing is that? That like she's validating for her in that moment. This is something that we shared and we did together and was so special to both of them. And how the hell would I have known that? And it was just like a drop the mic right at the start to be like, this is me. It's your friend coming through. And the whole time she gave her, it was so much banter and back and forth, and just the way that she remembered her to be. And it gave her so much closure to know it's not my imagination that my friend's still with me and I really hope she's watching over me. It was like, no, I'm seeing everything that's going on. And she empowered her in that moment to like move forward and to put herself first. And it was all these things that only her best friend could have told her, and no one else. It wasn't landing with anyone else. She just needed her friend.
That's so special.
Yeah, it was so nice.
Oh, that's amazing. That's it's really, I think, as someone who has just kind of started going on a spiritual journey in the past kind of 6 months, I really loved it. And I think your energy in the reading as well, like you feel, because it's quite a like vulnerable place to be like someone that I've never met before is about to tell me things about like the most intimate things that no one knows about me, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't feel scary once you're in it. It's like, it felt like, no, this is where I'm meant to be.
Oh, I love that. That is so nice to hear. And I like to tell people, book with someone you resonate with. Like, look them up, like, see what their vibe is. And if you're like, you know what, I could be their friend, that's the person that you choose. Because I think it's so important to feel relaxed and at ease in those moments. And I am not surprised that all of a sudden I came into your world when all of a sudden you're being open to spirituality. There are no coincidences.
I love that. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the reading. Yeah, it's just, and I hope for everyone listening, you maybe if this is something that you weren't as open to, maybe it's not time for you to be open to it, but yeah, maybe it is. And this was helpful. And of course, we'll put all of your details in the show notes, your Instagram, your website, everything, because you share so much also amazing content on Instagram. So definitely everyone listening, check it out. And thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you guys.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you ever want to get involved with our podcast, maybe we're talking about a segment, you have something relatable you want to chat about, a DNM, questions, please send your voice notes or your stories to us at KickPod, where you can DM us directly. And you can also keep up with everything that we're doing on the podcast there as well. You can see the video content that we share and any other questions or updates. We want to get you guys involved.
You sure can. And if you want to find out more about Kick, you can learn more at kickapp.com. You can download the app on the Google Play or the Apple Store. We have got a free 7-day trial. And you can find us on Instagram at Steph Claire Smith, at Laurie.Henshaw, and on TikTok at Kick. We will chat to you soon.